Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I am now officially your back porch professor. I hope you're having an amazing 4th of July weekend. What if I told you that a brand new poll just revealed something so shocking about Democrats that even Bill Maher can't defend them anymore? Only 36% of Democrats say they're proud to be American. It's the lowest number we've seen in 20 years. But here's the kicker. While they're tearing down the greatest country on earth, immigrants are literally dying to get here. And Bill Maher is just calling them out left and right, the Democrats, that is, most particularly AOC and her ridiculous presidential ambitions and some of the most brutal takedowns I've ever seen him give. Now, according to multiple polls released just days ago, American patriotism has hit an all-time low. And it's not because of Republicans. Patriotism is through the roof for the Republicans. It's in the 90s. It's being driven downward entirely by Democrats. We're talking about a near 30-point drop in Democrat pride in just 1 year. The latest Gallup poll shows that only 58% of Americans feel extremely or very proud to be American. That's the lowest since they started asking the question in 2001. But where it gets really ugly with this Gallup poll, while Republicans are at 92% pride, Democrats have crashed to just 36%. 36% of Democrats are proud to be American. It's a 56-point gap, the biggest gap in American history. But it gets worse. Another poll found that only 50% of Democrats even consider themselves patriotic. Think about that. Half an entire political party doesn't consider themselves patriots of the very country that they want to lead. And that is precisely the fundamental problem that these polls demonstrate. You cannot win another major national election with anti-American sentiment like that. No one is going to vote for a party that hates America. There's just no two ways about that. Again, like President Trump always says, I mean, you'll get the little pockets of blue on the national map here or there, those little pockets of blue. But the electoral map is so red right now. Remember, 90% of all counties across the nation shifted towards Trump back in November. According to an analysis by the New York Times, Trump improved on his 2020 margins in 2,800 counties. His margin decreased in barely 300. The tsunami of redness that has swept the country simply will not allow for a Democrat to win national office as long as the party remains so radically anti-American. And even liberals are admitting that. And one of the most vocal critics, the proverbial canary in the coal mine, is none other than Bill Maher of late. He's come out and he's repeatedly said about his Democrat ilk, "You don't love America if you hate half the people in it." You know, I just saw this in a Facebook posting from an old friend, a college friend of mine, who's gone totally woke. I'm sure you've seen these posts among some of your old friends and family, but he just posted right after the one big, beautiful bill was signed into law. He just posted on his Facebook, "If any of you among my Facebook friends, so-called friends, support this Trump guy. You need to unfriend me immediately. You are not my friend. This is exactly what Bill Maher is talking about. You can't win the country if you hate half, or frankly, more than half of the people in it. Again, this is another example of the 80-20 doom loop that the Democrats have been caught up in now for the last 5 months. Trump has staked his political positions in the new common sense consensus. Border security, economic security, cultural security, these are all supermajority positions. Boom, 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 supermajority. And unfortunately, my college friend and more Democrats are completely alienating themselves from that supermajority, which means that they can kiss winning national elections goodbye. And this is exactly what liberals like Bill Maher are saying. He literally just said too many liberals give the impression that to them, America is just a big red, white, and ooh. Red, white, and ooh. And he's not wrong. Look at what we're seeing from the left. They are literally embarrassed by America. One of those polls showed that 54% of Democrats under 30 say they're embarrassed to be American. 53% embarrassed by the very country that gave them more freedom, opportunity, and prosperity than any nation on the planet in human history. And Mark called them out on their hypocrisy perfectly. He said, for all the talk about fighting for the soul of America, nobody in the Democrat Party seems to like it very much. And he's absolutely right on that. They claim to want to save America while simultaneously trashing everything that made America great. You can't win national elections with that kind of hypocrisy. But it gets worse. Here's the part that absolutely destroys their narrative. And again, Bill Maher nailed this to his credit. You know who does love America? Immigrants. Immigrants, the very same people Democrats claim to champion are the ones who actually appreciate this country. They risk everything, their lives, their families, their futures to get here. Even the illegals, for heaven's sakes, they don't cross deserts and dangerous waters to reach a country they hate. They come here because they know what Democrats have largely forgotten, that America is still the greatest nation on earth. Here's another one for you. 72% of Black Americans under the age of 30 are optimistic about their future in America. 72%, way more than white Americans the same age. But somehow, Democrats and their mouthpieces in the legacy media want to try to convince us that America hates minorities. It's complete nonsense, and the data proves it. And this is particularly why Maher's so brutal on AOC.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Maher absolutely demolished her fake working class act. We all know she's a little prep school kid, right? Her real name is Sandy Ocasio. She grew up in an affluent neighborhood, not the struggling Bronx, she claims. And her bartending story is just typical college work that millions of Americans do. She's been cosplaying as one of the people while pushing policies that would destroy the very system that allowed her to succeed. And now we have proof that her anti-American rhetoric is working. Democrat patriotism is collapsing because leaders like her have convinced their base that America is evil. This is precisely why Mar is so flipped out over the radical left's love affair with AOC. It's not just that she can't win, but she's infecting the entire party and effectively alienating that party away from the vast majority of the electorate. And Bill Maher is hardly alone. Chris Cuomo, right, the son of the once Democrat icon Mario Cuomo, who's all but completely forgotten in today's radicalized Democrat Party. But even Chris Cuomo's coming out and saying that AOC needs to leave the Democrats and go start her own party. She is not a Democrat, and she's destroying the party. Again, this is so key. How on earth is she and the radical left going to win national elections when they can't even get half their party on their side? But again, to close the loop here, how on earth is an AOC-infected Democrat party going to convince the nation to vote for them when they so viscerally despise the nation they want to govern? That's the money question right there. Why would the electorate vote for a party who despises the very nation they want to govern? These are the people who want to control our military. They want to control our economy. They want to control our borders, our children's education, female sports. They want to fundamentally transform a country they admit they don't even like. And it's just making Democrats more bitter, more resentful, and frankly, more unelectable. The good news, patriots are rising up like never before. Republican pride is through the roof. It actually increased this year to 92%. Republicans have always been very proud of their country, even during the dark, bleak Biden years. Republicans love America, and we love the American people. I feel sorry for my Facebook friend. I don't know about you guys, right? I don't hate him. I feel sorry for him that he can't enjoy this amazing time, this incredible new golden age we're all living in. I just think it's sad. While Democrats spiral into anti-American hysteria, conservatives are standing up for and celebrating the values that made this country great. Speaking of, I would love it if you would click on the link below and get your copy of my brand new book, America Awakened, The Collapse of Globalism and the Return to Faith, Family, and Freedom. It officially launched yesterday on the 4th of July. And so if you want to grab your copy, just click on the link below or go to turley.pub/AmericaAwakened. And it's already, thanks to you, it's already the number one book in a number of categories. And it really is a book that seeks to answer two questions. What is this new golden age we're in? And how are you going to be a central part in it? And if I may, I just want to read from you just one little excerpt from the introduction to give you just a sense of the whole nature of this book and how I wrote it with you in mind, every page of it. We'll see how this moment, our moment, is bigger than any one election, politician, or controversy. It's a turning point in the arc of history, and you are not a spectator. You are a participant. You were born for this time. You were made for this fight. The old world is passing away. And good riddance. A civilization built on bureaucracy, moral relativism, and manufactured consent was never going to last. What comes next will be harder, yes, but truer, richer, and more beautiful. This is our invitation to rise, to believe again in nations, in heroes, in families, in God, to build again. Schools, churches, businesses, cities, and legacies that will last for generations. To live again, not as atomized consumers in a sterile global order, but as men and women rooted in soil and story. This is the great return. The golden age is not behind us. It is before us. Let the work begin. I wrote that for you. I wrote this entire book is my an affectionate, I'll call it a love letter, but that's almost too sappy, but an very, very affectionate and I believe very powerful and well-researched message for every single one of you. So click on that link below, America Awaken, The Collapse of Globalism and the Return to Faith, Family, and Freedom. You've already made it number one in a number of Amazon categories. I can't thank you enough for that. And this is just the most amazing 4th of July that I could frankly remember in a long time. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.